Welcome back to another broadcast. Listen, I wanted to talk to you today about something I believe is going to be very important to you, and that is understanding the principle of sacrifice, understanding the very purpose of sacrifice. It's no secret. If you want to be successful, if you want to chase your dreams appropriately, if you want to hit the target goal, you got to be willing to sacrifice. And oftentimes, because of the way society views that term, we always look at it from a negative perspective. But if you can, for a moment, change your mind, change the way you look at this thing, this could be the very key that unlocks you walking into your destiny. This could be the very key that can help you fulfill that goal. You have to understand the power, the principle of sacrifice, okay? Now, a lot of times when people hear sacrifice, as I stated earlier, they refer to it as being negative, or they stem it with being negative. Why? Because oftentimes you'll hear great athletes and great people in life say how they had to sacrifice so much just to get to a specific peak, a specific goal, you know. Oh, I had to give up this, so I had to give up that. And oftentimes, if we're being honest with ourselves, some of the things that they're giving up in the moment are appealing. These are things that we ultimately enjoy doing ourselves, if not enjoy doing more. Or it might be a certain type of food if you're trying to lose weight. Whatever the case may be, you know, it's more appealing in the moment to do that. And so you think, okay, well, the person who's saying that they gave that up, they rightfully deserve to, you know, be where they're at, because it seems as if they had to go through a level of misery. And this is what you have to understand first and foremost by sacrifice, about sacrifice, is that misery, right? The misery that you go through is very temporal. Look at it as like a withdrawal in a way. You know, your body, when you begin to eat certain food, gets used to certain types of foods that you're eating. When you begin to change your meal plan, when you begin to change what you are eating, what tends to happen is your body will begin to at first give you a little trouble. It may bring about some hunger pains. It may bring about some uncomfortable moments, but eventually your body begins to adjust. It begins to adapt to the new way of living. And so oftentimes what we are witnessing, what we are experiencing when we either view or even try to walk out ourselves, that temporary discomfort, you know, in the process of changing, is that it's not something that will last forever. Despite contrary to popular belief, it's not meant to last forever, the discomfort of it. Because when you begin to create a new habit for yourself, that new habit begins to form, it begins to take place, it begins to ultimately put you in a more clearer, more better place to reach your goals, okay? But very quickly, I want to deal with the definition of sacrifice in its essence. And when you get this definition, I want you to begin to embrace it for yourself, embrace it to be real for your situation, and understand that, you know, all the negative perceptions that you may have had when it comes to the word sacrifice are no longer needed. They're no longer apply. Okay. So very quickly, I'm gonna give you the definition of sacrifice. The definition, in its lamest terms, is an act of giving up something valued for the sake of something else regarded as more important or more worthy. I'm going to say that again. It says an act of giving up something valued for the sake of something else regarded as more important or worthy. And when you think about it, that makes perfect sense. Oftentimes when people are giving up something that they like or something that they are valuing, it's most likely going to be to reach a more valued goal or more valued desire, a more value result. For example, you may really like eating junk food. You may even value eating junk food. Those may be one of the things that you kind of run to, especially after a long day at work. You're just like, man, I cannot wait to get to my home so I can partake in eating that junk food. However, you know, in the long run, it's not going to be healthy for you. Okay. You feel like crap. You don't have the energy that you need in order to fulfill the other tasks you have to fulfill in your day. And so in order to make that change, you're going to have to give up what you once deemed as valuable. And it's amazing because as life goes on, your value system should change, right? You can be, for example, if you're single and you don't have a significant spouse, significant other, what tend to happen is there are a lot of it's a lot of self-focused on yourself, right? It's like, man, I'm only focused on me and what I got going on. And, you know, if it's not about what I'm talking about, then, you know, I don't want to hear it kind of thing. And to a degree, there's a level of healthiness to that type of mentality. However, when you begin to add different people to your life, such as a spouse, such as a kid, especially, now you're not only thinking about yourself, but you're thinking about those that you love. And so now your value system changes. And so that's how it is in life. Our value system is always changing. Just because your value system has evolved or there has been a shift in the dynamic of worth, don't think for a moment that the sacrifice that you are making, the sacrifice that you are getting ready to make, is bad. It's not bad. You're giving up that thing, you're sacrificing that comfortability now for something that is going to be able to be more sustainable, more worthy of glory in the long run. I mean, you know, those of you that want the six-pack abs, think about it like this. You'll sit here, you'll train, and yeah, it can be daunting. It can be hard. It can be very hard. But when you begin to see the results, when you begin to see, and here it is, whenever it comes to sacrifice, sacrifice normally always requires a duration of time. It's not a short duration. Even though it's temporary, it's not always a super short duration. Now, in the grand scheme of time, sure. For example, if you're on a shred plan, a plan to get your body fit that requires at least 2 months of being disciplined, 2 months of eating healthy, 2 months of just, you know, detoxing your body and working out properly. Well, at that point, we're talking about 60 days. 60 days in a 365-day period is not, those aren't a lot of days, but they feel like they are a lot of days in the moment. We're talking about essentially 8 weeks, which is, you know, 2 months. It's not a lot of time. However, in the moment, it feels like that. It is an illusion in a way. It's a sacrifice that you have to make in order to reach your goal. But if you start with the mindset, like the great Tav, that I am going to sacrifice, I am going to do what I have to do to reach this goal, then, you know, the temporary discomfort you may feel will not matter. You know, you worried about, oh, how hard it is. Your mind is focused on the pain. You have to be focused on the end result, focused on where you want to go. If you can do that, then the whole aspect of sacrificing and making a sacrifice becomes a lot more understandable. It becomes a lot more tolerable because you're no longer looking at it from this negative perspective. I like how Kobe Bryant, who was one of my favorite athletes of all time, said when he was alive that many people can be champions. A lot of great people can be champions at life, champions in sports, et cetera, et cetera. But they have to be willing to make the sacrifice to be a champion. You know how many kids wake up and say, I want to play in the NBA. I want to be in the NFL. I want to be a major league soccer player, but they're not willing to make the sacrifice that they have to make in order to achieve that goal. And honestly, we are in the information age. So the idea of not having enough resources, not having enough opportunities is really on you. It's not going to be on anyone else but you. There could have been a time, there was a time actually, where you kind of had to know someone who knew someone to be able to get your foot in the door. And, you know, connections and networking is still a powerful thing. But on the basis level, on the basic level of just knowing how your body should be nurtured and taken care of in regards to meeting your goals, in regards to making the team, you know, having that skill set and those things, these are things that you can do on your own. All right. You have hundreds of apps out there now devoted on helping you reach your goal, devoted on helping you make that sacrifice. And so that's what you and I have to understand continually. When we are out here chasing, we are out here in that pursuit of greatness, in that pursuit of wanting to achieve the desired outcome, to achieve the goal, to finish our race, etc. We have to remain in constant vision mode to accept the fact that in order for me to get there, this is going to require a sacrifice. It's going to require a temporary sacrifice. And until you are willing, until you are ready to make that sacrifice, you will never achieve your goal. Until you are willing to sacrifice, you will never achieve your goal. That's why it's important for you to understand what it is, first and foremost, and then begin to embrace it as a reality for yourself. Because no matter how dirty the word may sound to you, it's one of those things that you're just going to have to do. I learned very early playing basketball that in order to be great, in order to be better, it was going to require me putting in more time than the other guys. You know, I never forget, especially when I was in college, because of the speed of the game and my body adjusting to, you know, the duration of the game and things of that nature, it affected my ability to make free throws. Okay. So for the first half of my freshman year, I was a terrible free throw shooter. I just, you know, we could all shoot 40 shots from the free throw line. And I just, you know, for the life of me, given everything we had going on, conditioning and all these things, I had terrible free throw percentage. I can't say concretely what it was, you know, just thinking about it now, but I do know that it was bad. And I remember specifically, you know, being in one game, and I didn't realize how bad it was until I was in one game. And, you know, I'm thinking, okay, I'm about to knock down, you know, a pair of free throws. Just, you know, like it was as if I assumed it was automatic. And then I did something that I have not done for really the totality of my sports career. But again, being that you're in college, the game is faster, you know, all that stuff, the weight, all that is different. I airballed in a live game a free throw that I should have made. And in that moment, I will never forget, because it triggered something in me. It made me realize that, you know what, no matter what it takes, no matter how many shots I got to get up, no matter how much sleep I have to lose, in this moment, I'm going to make sure that when I'm presented that opportunity again, I will not miss. I'm going to change the narrative. I'm going to change the story. I'm going to change the stigma in which was attached to, oh, you know, Herman can't make free throws. Tobias, he can't make free throws. I had to change that mindset. So I had to change that mentality. So what I ended up doing was, when I got back to campus that day, because it happened at an away game, I'll never forget it. One of the biggest we had all season too. Everybody went home, people laying down, getting, you know, under the covers. And, you know, it's a very cold time during the year. So everyone had to go home and bundle up. I decided I'm going to the gym. that night, I must have knocked down 80 or so free throws. And I told myself, I'm not leaving the gym. I'm not leaving this gym until this thing is automatic, because I did not have a coach to tell me at the time, hey, man, you need to work on this. This is what needs to help. And see, that's what happens in life. You're not going to always have somebody to tell you what you need to work on, because some people don't want to see you succeed, or some people are so focused on succeeding themselves in their role, they don't have the time to really help you like you would want them to help you. So I did that. Knocked down 80 or so free throws. And I'll never forget the next day at practice, you know, we had drills set up to where when you would make free throws, or if you made or miss a free throw, depending on if you made or missed it or not, the team would have to do a suicide if you pretty much missed after some intense drills. And so it was on me. And I remember getting to the free throw line. Some of my teammates were talking crap. They were pretty much, you know, oh, man, you know, he got the ball. We know we about to run. We just need to go and get ready. You know, everybody take position, take your mark kind of thing. We got to do these suicides. That's what we call them, suicides real quick. But instead, something different happens. I began to knock the free throw down like it's nothing, like it's automatic. And I did it so naturally. I did it so professionally, so perfectively, that everyone was amazed. Like, yo, that, like, man, like, like no pressure at all. And the pressure was gone. All of the stress and the tension was gone, because I took the time to make the sacrifice to perfect that part of my game. I promise you this, on the way to achieving your dreams, on the way to achieving the goal, when you make the sacrifice, the effort in big moments will feel effortless, because you've done it time and time again. So keep that in mind, man. Keep that in mind when you're out here grinding. Keep that in mind when you're out here chasing. And I believe that you will experience the end result, the good result, the positive desired outcome that you're looking for in your pursuit of greatness.